Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching for the remainder of this year while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. Pastor is scheduled to return December 2021. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I am happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. We are more than conquerors in all things through Jesus. Amen. Let's continue with my teaching titled, The Fruit of the Born-Again Spirit. This teaching is an in-depth study of the book of Galatians chapter 5. The Holy Spirit gave me this teaching in response to all of the negative and abusive rhetoric and confrontations we experience and hear about daily. People in general are operating by their ungodly thoughts and emotions and lashing out at others for no apparent reason. Satan has persuaded these individuals to act out their aggression on the innocent and those weaker than themselves. Rarely do we hear reported on the news about individuals who have demonstrated acts of kindness or compassion on behalf of others. Listener, you may be in a hurting situation and feeling isolated, but unfortunately, you are not alone. There are hurting people all over the world, in our communities and families, because of living under the influence of the lies of Satan. Christians have the answer, and the truth is found in Jesus. We are the light of the world, and we of all people should be able to demonstrate the perfect love of God to others. Satan and his evil assignments cannot prevail when God's people live according to the Holy Bible. In Jesus, we got the victory over all of Satan's lies and attacks. However, it is the responsibility of each Christian to grow in the attributes and character of our Savior if we want to enjoy peace of mind and prosperity, spirit, soul, and body. If you are interested in being a godly example of Jesus Christ and growing in faith, growing in love, growing in joy, growing in peace, growing in patience, growing in kindness, growing in goodness, growing in faithfulness, growing in gentleness, and growing in self-control, please join me every Wednesday morning to study the fruit of the born-again spirit. If you were not with us from the beginning of this teaching or would like to re-listen to the previous programs aired, please go to our website at kccfc.net to hear any of the episodes now archived under our radio page. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. For this study, I will be quoting from the Holy Spirit Encounter Bible, unless otherwise stated. Now let's continue where I left off last week. We were examining the sins of the sinful nature as listed in Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 21, when I ran out of time. Let's complete our examination of the sin of jealousy. I will reread my definition from the New Webster's Dictionary and remind you where we should look to for our answers to life. Jealousy. Jealousy means mental uneasiness due to suspicion or fear of rivalry. Envious. Resentment against a successful rival or the possessor of any coveted advantage. As Christians, our life's guidebook is the Holy Bible. Therefore, to define what is right or wrong on any topic, the act must be in accordance with God's word, not what society says is right or wrong. Because we know that Satan is running this corrupt world system, and he has deceived the world to be his tools of destruction. So we must not follow the leading of this corrupt world system. Jealousy is not of God, and there is no reason to be jealous of anyone because we were all created unique and special by our Heavenly Father. We need each Christian to do their assignment in the body of Christ to be successful in getting the good news of Jesus Christ to the world. Let's go back to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and complete this reading that tells us that every one of us is important to the body of Christ. We will be reading from the New King James Bible translation. Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to start with verse 12 through 27. Verse 12 says, "For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body?" Verse 16. "And if the ear should say, 'Because I'm not an eye, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body." Verse 21. "And the eye cannot say to the hand, 'I have no need of you,' nor again the head to the feet, 'I have no need of you.' No, much rather these members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor. And our unpleasant parts have greater modesty. But our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it." Verse 25, "That there should be no schism in the body." I want to read that one more time, listener. "That there should be no schism or division in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another." Again, "that we members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now, you are the body of Christ and the members individually." Family, we're talking about jealousy should not be part of a Christian's life. This passage in itself tells us that we are all necessary for the body of Christ, and everyone doing their particular assignment really is the reason why God made us different. So each of us have a plan and a purpose gifts and talents that are needed in the body of Christ. And if we were to do our assignment, the whole body, the whole church would succeed, and the second coming of our Lord and Savior would come. So family, rejoice in one another. Exalt one another, encourage one another, so that they can use their gifts and talents to the fullest, and we can complete the work that we need to complete here on earth. Amen and amen. Now let's read scriptures that warn us against the sin of jealousy. Please turn to the book of Philippians chapter 2. We're going to read verses 1 through 4. Philippians 2, 1 through 4 says, "Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind." Verse number 3. "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself." Now, this word lowliness means humble, so a humble mind, and let each esteem others better than himself. Verse number 4, "Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." All right, let's continue with identifying why we should not be jealous. What are the results of jealousy? Please turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6. We're going to read verses 3 through 5. 1 Timothy chapter 6, starting with verse number 3. It says, "If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, reveling, evil suspicions." Last verse, verse number 5, "useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such, withdraw yourself." Don't get involved with people who are involved with jealous dissensions. All right, let's continue with James chapter 4. We're going to read verses 1 through 4. James 4, starting with verse number 1, says, "Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask." Verse number 3. "You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss." In other words, not rightly, "that you may spend it on your own ungodly pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the sinful world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the sinful world makes himself an enemy of God." All right, family, that concludes the sin of jealousy. Let's continue with the sin of outbursts of anger. Outbursts of anger. And anger means grief, sorrow, vexed, raged, wrath, a violent, revengeful passion or emotion, excited by a real or supposed injury to oneself or others. An angry person can cause a lot of chaos in the home, our communities, at work, and among the extended family. Anger is hurtful and destructive. It can break up marriages, instill fear and low self-esteem on their children. Anger breeds hatred in others. It is demonic. Anger is the perversion of peace, and Christians are called to be the peacemakers. Let's read what God has to say about anger. Please go to the book of Psalm. We're going to go to chapter 37, and we're going to read verses 8 and 9. Psalm 37, 8 and 9 say, "Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." Again, family, anger, wrath, fret, it only causes harm. So we don't want to participate in any of those evil, sinful acts. We want to make sure that our life lines up with the Word of God, that we are the peacemakers and not those individuals that cause anger and confusion in the body of Christ. Let's continue with the book of Proverbs, chapter 15, verse number 1. Proverbs 15:1 says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." We know our words are powerful. They bring life or death. So we want to make sure that we do not use harsh words and stir up anger. Let's continue with Proverbs 29:11. Again, Proverbs 29:11. It says, "A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back." Again, a fool vents all his feelings. So don't be one of those individuals that just break out in anger regarding all your little touchy feelings. Make sure that you pray and ask the Lord to show you how to control your emotions, especially anger. All right, let's continue with the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 5, we're going to read verses 21 and 22. Jesus is speaking again. Matthew 5, 21, 22 say, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not murder,' and 'Whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment.' But I say to you, that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, 'You fool,' shall be in danger of hell fire." Now, I want to explain the background on this word Raca, R-A-C-A. It comes from the Arabic term that means a person's stupidity or inferiority. This word shows utter contempt for another person. It is a hateful word, and we know from God's word that words can bring life or death. So choose life. Don't put hateful words on anyone, your loved ones, your neighbors, the world. Make sure your words bring life and not death. All right, let's continue with the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. We're going to read verses 26 through 32. Ephesians 4, 26 through 32 say, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath." Now, before we continue with this passage, I want to explain this first part of the scripture that says, be angry, because we were just told that anger was not of God. But it says, be angry and do not sin. So, listener, pay attention. It is okay to be angry about injustice and unrighteousness. But once we pray and come against it with God's word, let God handle the matter with righteousness. So when we see something unjust, when we see something that is unrighteous, It is our responsibility as a Christian to pray against that situation and let the Lord deal with the matter. All right, so let's continue with verse 27. Nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give who has need. Verse 29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. I want to emphasize, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. Verse 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Listener, pay close attention. Anger grieves the Holy Spirit of God. So we don't want to get involved in anger because it only causes pain and suffering. Verse 31. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. I want to read that one more time for emphasis. This is our job as Christians. We must do this. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Last verse, verse 32. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Amen. All right, let's do our last verse for this sin. Let's go to James chapter 1, verses 19 through 20. We're talking about that sin of anger, outbursts of anger. All right. James chapter 1, starting with verse 19, it says, so then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Amen. Again, the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. So we must be able to control our anger, outbursts of anger, because the Word of God says we can, and we can in the name of Jesus if we choose to operate the way God does in this earth realm, through our Savior and Lord, Jesus the Christ. All right, that concludes outbursts of anger. Let's go to the next sin, which is selfish ambition. Selfish ambition means caring only or chiefly for oneself, regarding one's own interests or advantage, proceeding from love of self. As Christians, we are commanded to help and care for one another. It is only Satan and his followers that devise ways to steal even the little that others possess. Selfish ambition or greed is never satisfied. Christians must study the Holy Bible and apply the Word of God to our lives in order to understand and live by a godly satisfaction. Let's go to our first verse that talks about selfish ambition. Please turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 30, verses 12 through 15. Proverbs 30, 12 through 15 says, there is a generation that curses its father and does not bless its mother. There is a generation, oh, how lofty, in other words, self-important, are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up in arrogance. There is a generation whose teeth are like swords and whose fangs are like knives to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men. Verse 15, the leech has two daughters, give and give. Family, God rejoices in the prosperity of his people, but not at the expense of selfish ambition. Our prosperity must be obtained by being obedient to God's word, which brings no sorrow. Let's continue with the book of Matthew, chapter 6. We're going to read verses 19 through 21. Jesus is speaking. Matthew 6, 19 through 21 say, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal." Verse 21, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Family, keep in mind, God loves his children who prosper, and he wants us to prosper. But if we are doing by evil means, it will do us no good. It will cause us grief and sorrow and destroy other people's lives. Oh, I'm so sorry, family. I see I'm out of time. Please come back next week as we continue our study on the fruit of the born-again spirit. Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.